When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Look at the look on Rob's face. He knows. He knows what's going on here. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not. Sorry, we were a little late getting on today.
That's on me.
I apologize. How's the new equipment working for you?
Great up until just a moment ago.
That's good. That's good. We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing. I'm not saying something.
No, this is your opening thing. I don't normally jump in.
No, my opening thing.
Yeah, okay, you know what? We're right now monologue. In the portion. No, it's not the monologue. Johnny said we couldn't use that word.
Josh and I were laughing at the fact that that your little intro music was like super, super loud after all that adjusting.
Yeah, it was the exact level that you liked it at right before we started the show.
That can't be true.
It's true.
No. It did not sound loud to me.
See, if you could hear... If you could hear things, you would probably understand that I'm not making – you make it sound like I'm making it up.
Well, on that mic, I will take absolute ownership of the microphone issues. But
that sound sounded the same to me as it did earlier. Mm-hmm. I was laughing because I saw Mike's little box as he was reacting to it coming
in. Oh, I can't see Mike. I can't see him when it starts up. But, yeah, that is the same level it was at. We can absolutely correct it.
All right.
But,
All right. Yeah. Anyway, so welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are, I got to move forward. I have to move forward. So it was in my head then. It was in my head. That's what it was. I think
you were prepared for it to be messed up.
Maybe.
Could be. Yeah.
You know, when it comes to, the audio presentation that we offer every day, there seems to be an unusual amount of tweaking in one particular studio
rebuilt it this weekend. Every wire was unplugged, every wire was replugged, and so if there are some standout things that need to be fixed, let me know. I did what I could. I thought I sounded pretty good, but we can always optimize, Mike, always.
You know, you have a way of speaking sometimes that, there's a little undercurrent of it's just all BS. And if you go out and listen, at the YouTube channel, and if you listen to that, that's when you hear the real final product that can be tweaked a little bit. And sometimes that's just... You know, we have two studios that sound a certain way, and then there's another studio that sounds different. And I just don't understand it. It just, and it's my limited knowledge. But then again, a year ago today was a very tense day because it wasn't audio. It was more like other things. And it was.
Well, we didn't have to tweak any audio because we didn't have a show.
We literally, now you and I have been together now, is it 33 years?
33 years today, Mike. Happy anniversary, darling.
Nothing has changed. And it's,
thank God.
It's really.
I can think of a few things that have changed.
Oh, well, the cast of characters has changed over
come
the
and
years.
Gone, yes.
And Josh is referring to the fact that maybe a week later, you were on the show.
Well, I wasn't referring to myself, but yes. Next week would be a year for me.
People come, people go, and it's just it's always interesting, and it's always different. And don't give me the warning look. Don't give me the warning look, please. My wife is giving me the look.
At least she's not shaking the pills at you.
You're giving me the look. It's so dull. Okay, she's bored. I'll stop.
Yeah,
it's
self-control. You wouldn't want Carla to be
bored. I was
in
the best mood. I was in the absolute phenomenal mood coming in. Absolutely bouncing off the walls. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I will try to rekindle that. It's my own lack of professionalism. My sincere
You
apologies.
You did come in pre-show very excited. I was going to ask if it was altered. If something helped you get a really good night's sleep.
That sucks. Rob, explain what sucks my soul out of me, and then we will move on.
Mike is a guy that builds his day around this show. And really, there is the countdown begins to the next show as soon as the show before it ends. So there's like a 22 and a half hour countdown as Mike is preparing for the show. And there is an apex, a zenith of ready to go itness at 8:15 a.m.
Yeah, and but technically today I came and joined you guys at about, 10 after? Maybe 5 after?
Yeah, but that's still plenty on time.
Yeah, but still, that's when we're doing all our little bits and
pieces. Then at 8:15 we hit go and Mike is ready to go. But if something comes up because my board sounds wrong because I've set it up wrong.
Like there was a crackle just there that I heard. See, nobody hears that on the regular show, though. But that's me. That's
There was a crackle there.
So that's, but, you know, and it's just I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is up there. But, well, you know, sometimes we stop down and we get everything tweaked. And that's what we did today. And it just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what you equate it to. It's kind of like getting ready to, walk onto a stage and then wait a minute. And we have to do
every
this.
Moment that we are not doing the show when we should be doing the show. It degrades your enthusiasm.
Sometimes, to give a golf analogy, sometimes when people are getting ready to hit a golf ball, they walk up to their ball, look at it, hit it, boom, it's over. And then there are others that linger and make some adjustments, many adjustments, and then hit the ball into the water. And for the playing partners that have been waiting a long time, that can be a little frustrating.
And which one are you?
I am in between. I do not play. I would love to be able to speed up. And there's one guy. God, I love watching him play golf. Literally walks up, looks at it, bam, and still hits good
like
shots.
Like a Happy Gilmore approach?
No, just fast. He's a lawyer. He's a litigator. He now is an arbiter. He mediates for a brilliant man and just gets up and bingo, bango, boom, and he does that. There are good players that take a tremendous amount of time and go up, and it's just I've always been wanted to strive for being one of the guys that does it fast.
So I'm
not patient. I'm not a patient person.
Right.
Not even.
To take a half swing, make sure I'm lined up, and then go just let it launch.
And Carla said this is dull, so we're not going to talk about our thing. What we're going to talk about is my and the show's now obsession with Timu.
Yes.
As I was obsessing yesterday afternoon over Timu and suddenly became aware of the fact that in mid-show, Josh had made us an affiliate of Timu, and I just was, as I was surfing, I said, well, I should buy something cheap to do that. And I said, well, if I'm going to do it.
But where will you find something on Timu that's cheap?
Well, I wanted to make sure, so I go right over to MikeOMaraShow.com, and there it is, top left, bam, right there in the sponsors, Timu. And I click on Timu, and then I go to town, and I bought 30 pens.
Go to town.
30 pens for... like $4.
Mike, you know what you did? You went all ham on Timu. You went all ham.
And then I purchased a watch.
Before we get to the watch, how much
were... $24 watch.
How much were the 30 pens? Were they
$4.
Cheaper than... They were cheaper than the watch. Okay, yes. I'm just making sure.
$4.
$24 for the watch?
$24 for the watch, and then I got one other thing. I don't know if I did that. But it was... Now it's the waiting game, and some of this stuff that comes from the East will take longer than others together. I mean, the watch will probably take. Now, they also say American warehoused, right? There are certain products they have in American warehouses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those get to you lickety split.
Oh, stuff right that comes away. Over from, probably day of.
I think, I don't know. I haven't gotten an update, but my golf club polish from Croatia.
Yes.
Who the F knows? That's still
you should
know,
send them a
there.
Note and say to drop it in the box with the pens, and then they all get here together.
I'm excited. I think pens are manufactured in bulk and ridiculously overpriced.
Like a ballpoint pen?
Yeah.
Something similar, something akin to this? But or maybe something a little fancier.
Little fancier, maybe more of a felt tip pen. Not a felt tip pen. What do they call them? I don't know the...
A rollerball?
A rollerball type
of pen. Oh, that's a nice pen.
But yeah. Josh has manufactured for us a Temu commercial for the Mike O'Mara show, and I didn't even know that he'd done that. And it's going to make its international debut. What?
Yeah, it's to get... We want people to go sign up to our TikTok because they could have seen this yesterday. This is our Temu TikTok commercial.
This is a commercial. I was totally wrong, as I often am. This is a Temu TikTok commercial. Roll the ad for today.
Check out Temu. It is absolutely fantastic. Everything you could possibly want. I'm talking golf bags. I'm talking golf balls. I'm talking pillows for writing letters
using
your computer. Rob, what do you use Temu for?
I love it for leather outfits and also crank sirens. A handheld siren, loud as can be. Can't even find them.
Who would think? Josh, what do you use Temu for?
Microphones and headphones.
Microphones and headphones. Temu. Check it out, and you can click on it right here at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Very good.
And I didn't realize there's an official motto for Temu, which is shop like a billionaire.
Shop like a billionaire at Temu.
Did you feel like a billionaire yesterday?
No. But it's stress-free because if it's crap, and I think they count on this, if it's crap in the American consumer culture, it doesn't matter. It's not as painful. How many things have people purchased in this country that are ridiculously expensive, and then they turn out to be crap?
Also,
then you're feeling depressed.
Also, pretty easy returns with Temu.
Really?
Not as easy as Amazon, but not too bad.
Amazon, I take stuff back to Kohl's. For Temu, where do you take it to? Like Benihana to drop it off?
They'll Benihana. That's Japan. This is China.
Mike, it's North Dakota, South Dakota. I mean, they're the same, aren't they?
And
Mark Scoobel, the extremist, writes, "I will never use Temu and TikTok and stop supporting China."
And that really should be, "I will never use Temu or TikTok." So,
or 90% of things on Amazon that are also made in China.
It's all from China, Mark.
Yeah, I guess Mark doesn't use soy sauce then.
You know where they make where they make Teslas? All of them are made in China.
That's not true.
Teslas are made in Herndon, Virginia.
What?
Teslas are made in Herndon, Virginia.
Right.
That's where the factory is.
Hey, Mark, I got a new slogan for you, okay? I treat my allies like I treated my business partners. That's the new slogan.
That's good news for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know what he does? We sometimes say less than favorable things about our president, but I will say this. He shops like a billionaire.
Did you see the video of him in the pizza joint where they were all chanting? He was getting he gets incredible, supportive, enthusiastic reactions when he goes into a joint. He is the celebrity of all celebrities. He is the mega celebrity. We are divided as a country, but when he goes into places, he gets the love. He gets the Kwan. He gets the same kind of Kwan that Obama used to get, too.
Right.
Well,
like
I think
UFC
from
entrances.
different
UFC,
people.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
I think he gets the love, but from different people.
Maybe they scout it, but I don't know. I mean, it's just a...
Was
I
this
think
the pizza place
I wouldn't boo him. I wouldn't boo him because I'd be afraid to because of the level of celebrity. I wouldn't boo the dude.
You would just sit boo there and go, the dude. Now, this pizza place he was at, is it the same place where Hillary Clinton had her child labor thing going
on? He was checking the basement.
I thought so. Where was it? Was it a DC pizza place or do you
have
know?
No idea. Right. Have no idea.
I bet he you know what? I look at Donald Trump and I see a guy who loves Pizza Hut.
Like that would be his pizza?
That's his favorite because it's the same.
I always
every
forget
pizza
the
Hut.
Name of the dude that does the Barstool Sports and
Dave Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Portnoy is a guy that has a level of volatility where people could label him an a-hole, but I still enjoy passion. I enjoy passion. And when he does his pizza reviews, They're really, really fun. He attacks the pie. He attacks the pie. And I like that. And I enjoy that. And yes, I would love you to pick up the Mike O'Mara Show on Barstool Sports. We won't talk nearly as much sports. We will talk baseball, especially when Josh is wearing orange.
Hey, Portnoy
and I'm wearing
is a Red Sox
the Red Sox green.
That's a Boston boy.
Yeah. Our teams are playing now, Rob. The Orioles are playing the Red Sox.
Now, I understand that yesterday was a day off. What's today's game?
No, that was Tuesday.
Tuesday was a day off. Okay.
They won. Orioles won the first game, day off. Red Sox won last night with Garrett, with a last name that I'm still just trying to find comfort with, Garrett Crochet.
Hey, my daughter took a class in crochet. It's a good name.
Garrett Crochet is the stopper. He is the ace, and they have extended him. Now, I think they paid the dude something like $170 million. And I was saying to my wife last night, for these athletes, be it basketball, football, baseball, you've got an athlete that walks onto the field after they have inked a $170 million deal. Do you, and obviously they're not all guaranteed dollars, but a lot of it is. When you
baseball's pretty close to all guaranteed.
They get a lot of guaranteed money. When that happens, Josh Soroka, and you walk out onto a field, I would imagine it feels slightly burdensome because a lot is expected, but at the same time, you know, gone is the pressure of proving yourself because you've arrived at the mountaintop, and it's got to be a pretty good feeling. I
love the long-term deals because exactly that. The guy walks out on the field knowing I'm here for 10 years.
I'm with this team. It's the best way to guarantee the fans. It's a disaster, of course, if they get hurt or they somehow fall off the wagon as far as being great players.
Oh, I hope Crochet doesn't drink.
But it's interesting. 170 mil. I'm looking at
that
this
guy.
That
buys a lot of yarn, Mike.
Oh, my God. He can needlepoint all day long. It's just it's fun to watch. And our teams are both competitive. So, you know, we'll see what happens this afternoon. Game in baseball today.
So with the two-game split, how many games is the series?
Four, right?
No, it's a three-game series.
Oh, so this is the last one. That's right, because they're playing
one
o'clock game. So
will there be a bet today as to who takes the series?
Yeah, this is the last chance for a while that we're going to have to bet on.
Yeah.
Rob, can you offer any kind of help on this as far as, you know, something that would be, you know, not over the top?
I would say a nice ball cap from the opposer's team has to be given. Like if Josh were to lose, he'd have to buy you a nice, beautiful Boston hat.
Okay, if it's from Timu.
A Timu, yes. Yes, the best piece of merchandise for either the Orioles or the Red Sox, but it has to be from Timu.
Josh, will you please look up Orioles cap on Timu and see if you can put it up so we can see it.
Mike, a brief step back to Pizza Hut and the president enjoying it. This weekend fell back to one of my favorite vices, the Pizza Hut thin crust barbecue pizza, just because it's the only thing at Pizza Hut that I like. And it's great.
Sounds
it's chicken.
Gross.
It's not. It's chicken and barbecue sauce and onions and cheese. And it's very, very precise in their window of things that I like at Pizza Hut. But since I was ordering and I found out I was on Pizza Hut rewards, they said, would you like to add some cheesy breadsticks? For $1.99. And I said, yes.
And they
sent them. Mike, it was like someone took a loaf of Wonder Bread, smooshed it down, put American cheese on it, and threw it under a broiler. And that's it. And I just thought, you know what? And I started really focusing on Pizza Hut's crust. And it's disgusting.
Okay.
It's really bad. So
that's nasty.
That's what but it's very agreeable. There's nothing challenging about a Pizza Hut.
Did you get the stuffed crust?
No. That fools with the barbecue flavor.
Well, if you remember, in the 90s, Trump did the stuffed crust commercials for Pizza Hut.
Where
he would
eat
it backwards.
Yeah, when he wasn't nearly the celebrity he is today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all he could afford then was his stuffed crust pizza.
Now, do we have the Timu cap?
Oh, we do. I think we need to come up with something better than a hat, because here's your Red Sox hats. on Gmail.
Oh, I like those.
There.
That's really terrible. Nice. I like the one that just says Boston.
No. No, the Boston is okay with that. The white Boston cap is nice.
Yeah, but it doesn't like really. It doesn't look like a baseball hat, though.
Now, by the
like
way, we have some T-shirts.
Now, those look like a are we talking about a legitimate Orioles logo here? It's hard to tell.
They look like some older logos, like Brooks Robinson logos.
No, they look like
the jerseys. Or, like the jerseys, like are okay. That's a legit.
What about logo. Caps for the Orioles? Let's see. Let's take a look. We're Temu-ing on the show.
Yeah,
again.
I love Temu.
Well, we've got one that says Baltimore.
What's the one in the upper right hand corner? The white one in the upper right hand.
Oh, that's
corner.
The that's the Disney little orange.
Oh, that's the hat you should bet. That's it. You're both Florida guys, and you get a dancing. How about the person who loses gets a dancing orange?
$7 I see for that hat.
$7 hat.
By the way,
this one might go better for you, Mike, down there.
Oh yeah, Mike, you'd fit way in.
Wow.
But that was an eagle, not an Oriole. Yeah.
Right.
I'm disappointed. I thought maybe they'd have some knockoff hats.
All right. How about this?
All right.
Type in Red Sox merchandise. Because I bet you'll get like figurines and stuff like that.
No, it's got to be a hat. I think a hat is a great idea.
It doesn't have to be a hat, Mike.
I will find a Red Sox hat for Josh, and Josh will find a Red Sox hat for me, for whoever. Is that amenable to you, Josh?
Yeah, so we're picking a hat off of Temu for the other person's team.
Yeah.
Or any hat that you would like the other.
Ooh, you know what?
Wear.
Do they have any hats that aren't baseball hats? Like a like
no.
An Orioles.
How about
a Red Sox bucket hat?
No, listen to me. Hear me
okay.
out.
Okay. All right.
How's about this?
Yes.
We simply agree within reason. I mean, there's ultimate veto power if it's something that is so horrific that we can't wear it. But I think that we send
like a MAGA
the
hat.
Other like a MAGA hat. Oh God. Nope. There are so many people that would love me to wear a MAGA hat.
Yeah,
do
I don't
have
think
a Make America's. You have to, right? You have to have a hat.
I have one.
You have
oh,
one?
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. I do
you
have one.
You don't want to get rid of it, though. It's a collector's item.
No, I'll send it to you.
Okay. Well,
I never bought the Trump Bible, so
I don't have a political movement hat. I don't have I have a Kamala hat, but I mean.
How about a hat that just says political movement?
With a turd on it.
Yeah, a turd. The emoji of
we
of
have
the
to before we finish this.
Maybe I'll get you a Tesla hat.
A Tesla
good.
Hat.
Don't be careful though, because a lot of them the sides peel off.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Get back on Temu. We'll do this real time. We have the time to do it. Get on Temu and put in. It's here we are back to hats again.
Yes.
Put in funny hats. And I'll pick one out for you, and you pick one out for me, and the loser. I shaved my bush for this.
What, Mike? You can't.
You've arrived, Mr. Soroka.
You
have arrived.
You can't lead with that.
Bigger the fupa, tastier the.
I can't read
chalupa.
Oh, that's a good nod to Mexican food, right?
Well, and there's a nice Costco ripoff.
Where is it?
What does it say?
It's a bad day to be a hot dog. In the Costco font.
This is great. That is fantastic. What does that say? Shart Queen?
It does.
Oh, that's a great hat. You know
I
what?
Like Shart Queen.
Doesn't Carla have a birthday coming up?
No, Rob, we're doing the bet. Your ADD is ruining this.
Well, yeah,
we're
but
talking
you're not
about
be,
what we send.
You're not
to the other
be a
person.
Queen, yeah.
What does that say? I love motorboating.
Hey, awesome. This is a nice one. It's a green and white hat that has the name of a lady on it. It says Wilma Dickfit. You know Wilma.
You know, this is fun. This is fun. I am enjoying wrong hole, but I like it.
Oh, these are getting worse the deeper he goes.
Yeah, I bleached are. My. Oh, my. This
oh,
is
no.
really.
No.
Oh, and then y'all oh, need Jesus.
I like y'all need Jesus.
All right. I'll send Josh y'all need Jesus. I've chosen
okay.
my hat.
All
will.
Right.
I will send that to Josh. All right. And Josh, now you can pick one out for me.
I think the hat should be a surprise.
Okay, you know what? When the game's over, one of us has to send the other person
yeah.
a hat.
And does it
loser
to
has
be,
to send the other guy a hat.
Does it have
be
to
fun.
Be a baseball hat, though? Can it
yes.
be like a goofy hat?
I'll tell you what.
Is it headwear or a cap?
headwear of some kind, all and right. loser sends it to the other guy. So technically, okay. Winner sends the hat to the other guy, and the loser has to wear the hat. That's how.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's right. how we do it.
Right. Winner sends.
Whew, that okay. was an effort. I'm glad we were able to make it.
Timu, by the time it arrives, it'll be ready for the next series.
Well, no, it'll be our special for the All-Star break.
Yes, 100%.
It'll be
That'll
here
be a wonderful idea. Yeah. I don't think it'll get here by the All-Star break. You never.
Really?
You, never
you don't think? I'd yeah. say the All-Star break, it would just make it.
It's fun, and it's what we do each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say one thing regarding living down here.
Yeah.
I know it gets tedious for our listeners because I say it every year, but they are here, and they are beginning to get here en masse. And I am talking about the car carriers. It is it gets better every year. It gets better every
Mike,
year.
Mike, you need to explain the significance of the car right. carriers, because a new listener might think they're bringing in cars.
This area is known for its partial year population. They're called snowbirds, and they visit from the north. They come down in the wintertime when it's warmer, and then they go back. They are very wealthy because they have two homes, and those two homes, one supports them and their grandchildren up back home, and the other one is down here where they spend their vacation time or their downtime. Now, snowbirds are usually retired, so they not only don't work anymore, but they have two homes as well. So mm-hmm. they are really doing fine for themselves. Some of them really
right.
fine.
Yeah, really fine. So they're splitting time between Florida and Indiana, right?
Some of it, yes. Indiana for some of the year and Florida for part of the year. And both houses I would describe as some of them really fine. And what you want to do with a soundboard, ladies and gentlemen, always plug it in.
Yeah. Well, I liked that because
always
it sounded,
plug it in.
It sounded like Bing Crosby was in the background of
some
the room.
Of really fine.
There he is over there, Bing.
But anyway, it's so they come down
right.
anywhere between October and probably late January. They return.
When is the heaviest era? I would think it would be after Halloween, pre-Thanksgiving.
No, that would be incorrect. It would be after Christmas.
Christmas at home.
Yes, okay. January is when the real influx comes. And then February, March. March is the busiest month because you get not only the oldsters coming down, but you get the people that have vacations with their families or the mm-hmm. people that work want to come down here. That's super crowded. I am now able to take my kid down to his school at a reasonable pace mm-hmm. and get back in plenty of time to do the show, which is blissful for me. And there's a type of individual that where you see them next to these massive car carriers where they charge an absolutely exorbitant amount of money to ship a car up there. And, you know, it's such a nice time for me that I thought I'd captivate you with Anne Murray, ladies and gentlemen. Here she is.
Beneath it snowy metal cold and pain.
Snowbird.
The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green.
You know what? I will say this, Mike, without any shame. Anne Murray is my favorite thing about Canada.
That's sad. That is so sad.
I don't know.
Really
Gordon
sad.
Lightfoot's pretty good, too. He's
sundown,
a Canadian
trooper. You better take care.
All right, yeah. Forced to pick. Would you pick Anne Murray or Gordon Lightfoot?
Gordon Lightfoot. Heartbeat.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen to Snowbird and listen to The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Don't you think
give me a break. Come on.
I think Lightfoot has a burn factor.
Superior, it never gives up at it on the big lake they call Gitchigumi. Oh, Snowbird, what was another? I know you know them all, so what was another one of Anne Murray's hits?
You Won't See Me, Can I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life from Urban Cowboy. Oh, I love
Snowbird
that song.
Okay. Good for you. Gordon Lightfoot, I can't believe that you're not giving him his props. Gordon Lightfoot is
still Canadian and a burn factor in that.
Canada has given us comedy icons.
I'm just talking
and
music.
And game show hosts and bands.
And better musicians.
And yes, musicians. I give you Rush.
Yeah.
I give you Alex Trebek. I give you Martin Short.
You're
I give you John
too
Candy.
Thin. I
Justin
was just
Bieber.
Talking music.
Justin Bieber.
Keep it more modern.
Yeah, Bachman Turner Drake. Overdrive. Yeah.
No, way to keep it modern. There you go. Give us a modern gift from Canada.
A modern band from Canada?
No, anything. Any person or band or anything modern in the last 10 years.
Oh, modern. Okay. I would say that the best Canadian gift we have coming in the last 10 years is probably Chrissy Metz.
She's not from Canada, is she?
How do you know?
You're lying. She's not from Canada. No.
She might be.
No, she's not.
Danny McBride?
Danny McBride is not from Canada.
You don't think?
No.
Gemstone dude, right?
Yeah.
That's who that is. But anyway, getting back to the car carriers, they're going to spirit them away, and suddenly the roads are going to be... It's just a traffic issue for me. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's great.
So these are people that don't own homes down here. They rent homes for like 3-4 months?
No, they actually own two homes, and they put the shutters down and go away.
But why wouldn't they just buy a second car?
Because they don't like to buy a second car. Because they like to keep their car.
Buick Lucerne. I want to drive my Buick Lucerne.
They do not throw their money away, things like that. They'll have a home, but they won't have a car. You know, that's it. Now, the super rich, I'm sure, have cars in both places. But the average snowbird, who does very, very well.
Right, but they're paying for the car carrier.
They pay for a car carrier, which now I think would be well over $1,000 to get the car back from down here up to Pennsylvania or wherever the hell they're going.
Right.
They should hire somebody like you did. Didn't you? Well, I don't think you ever pulled the trigger, but you were thinking about having intern Adrian drive your car down for you.
I was, because that was cost effective. Give him all the pot he could smoke on the way down. That was it, but it never came to fruition. And then when I transported a motorcycle down here, I used Cerrito Transport.
I forgot about that.
Cerrito Transport took my motorcycle all the way from Northern Virginia down here and then went to Punta Gordo, as he used to call it, to see his friend when he got down here.
The amazing thing is, Jimmy came down on the motorcycle, Josh, he did the whole thing on a wheelie.
Flew.
He'll never touch the ground.
and he brought it down here. And then I realized a lot of things when I moved here as a full-time resident, that that a motorcycle down here compared to where I used to live is more dangerous.
Yeah.
In Florida, it's just not cool to be on a motorcycle. A lot of people go through that. I realized that I am not the boater I thought I was, that I would really enjoy it. I didn't care for it. It didn't. It was too shallow and took too much time to get from one body of water out to the other, unless you lived right on the Gulf of Mexico, which I didn't.
Shallow water. Mike hates shallow people.
And I curtailed all my volunteer work down here when I got here.
But you're ready to volunteer if they need you.
I may someday, but right now what I volunteer is lowering my handicap. That's what I do. That's the only handicap
you're
I work
supporting
with.
Local business, and
it's
that's
terrible.
A good
I shouldn't
thing.
Say this. Yeah, no, I'm very, fine. Very, very pleased. But I think a lot of people that move down here full time think that they're going to do this and do this and do this. And if you have a hobby, you probably usually narrow it down to one. Just like we, things change in life. We used to go out to restaurants. We don't do that anymore.
Right.
Last night was the first time in a long, long time that we had actually ventured out to Iguanaria, our favorite little place.
Did you find it abandoned?
No. Balls to the wall.
Oh, good for them.
Absolutely.
Good restaurant.
Chock-a-block with people.
Was Buckets closed?
Buckets is not pricey, Josh.
With Buckets for a while.
Yeah, and it's still the go-to because you could walk to it from the baseball diamond.
And you have to, really, after you've been to Buckets. Because you've been drinking, you have to walk.
No, when you go to Iguanamia and you've been,
that's when you've been drinking. Yeah, yeah.
And I made a terrible mistake with the enchiladas that I ordered. They said, do you want the red sauce, green sauce, or queso? And not thinking, because I was a little buzzed, I said queso. And you haven't had a fat bomb until you've enjoyed enchiladas with queso on them.
Yeah.
It was a little too fat, and the scale told me that today.
But I bet it was
delicious. It was a 2-pound day yesterday, a full 2-pounder. That's how much I gained.
Wow. But I bet that the queso is excellent.
But it was too much. I don't like that much cheesy goo on my food.
You need a side of dry chips, then, to balance the ratio.
Those came before. Yeah, we were.
But
it was
were
totally
they gone?
Unhealthy. It was not the right ordering because I was a little cloudy.
What is your standard Mia order? I know that it's going to be
something
with a floater on top.
But I either split nachos with Mrs. O'Mara or I have enchiladas, but I've never had them with a big wad of melted cheese on top of them.
I remember when I went, what I ordered, you said wouldn't be any good, but I loved it. It was the lobster Newberg, and it was great.
Did I say average rich?
I don't know. I said average rich.
Well, that's good.
No, it's just the people that you know are able to come and go like
the
that.
The comfortable, are, Mike.
Well, it's all about the comfort for these people.
Yeah.
It is. It's all. And I think that.
That's why they have to have their car. They don't want another car. They want their car.
Even though I am in the senior citizen category, well into it now, I believe that in my perfect world, of course, I would be exempt. You would really go full circle and you would create, when people got to a certain age, sweatshops for them to make soccer balls. As opposed to standing in line in restaurants, you know,
and you would be, and you'd be exempt from that because what? You're fuck of the mountain.
I am fuck of the mountain. That's it. That's what I would be. No, you have a situation where, you know, I see many, many people standing in line at a restaurant, perfectly able body, able to do manual labor.
Yes,
skilled manual labor, not necessarily backbreaking work, but you know, little sewing and things like that, making baseballs, something like that.
It's hard to make a soccer ball because the final one has to be sewn from the outside. It's easy when you're doing them inside out. So
well, it's better than watching somebody
right
next
people.
To a car carrier with a Camry Solara, and I drive by, and the guy's going. I'm the worker. Take do for me. Do for me. Do you do this for me? Do this for me. Do this for me.
And don't scratch it.
Don't scratch. Do this. Bye-bye. See you later. Don't let the door
I imagine
get you in
the ass a major
the
concern from the people that are having their car shipped is, and when I get it back, I don't want the presets on the radio changed.
You know, that conversation could have happened. Maybe
I guarantee you it has. I guarantee you.
But they were. There's a lot of gesturing. I see that in people's yards too, where you see the people that are doing the work. You know, and doing the yard work for them, and you see a lot of the gyrating.
Mike, it makes them appear bigger, like you're posing a bear.
Yeah. So I'd like to say for all those cars,
yes?
Not the people. Just the cars. Safe travels. There you go. Safe travels. Safe
Mike,
home.
You know why? You are loved. That is why that you are king of the
I love it just as much as I love those audio cables you're using today. It's phantasmagorical. We will take a break, and when we come back, we've got a little news and more fun and more thrills for you because you, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I don't think I dwelled on it as badly as I could have.
No.
So I'll try to do better next time.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.
Listen, we are very, 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 very excited about this coming Saturday. Are you looking forward to it? Why? Well, let me tell you why. Sit down and, buddy, have a drink. This Saturday, April 5th, it is the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party, our quarterly fundraising soiree. It's loose and fun, and all your favorite TMOSers will be there. You can ask us anything, no holds barred, as you participate in the Super Chat. This is what we do on a regular basis now. It's our way to keep the show chugging. Who knows what awaits you? Prizes, games, romance, intrigue, murder.
Oh.
Well, probably not murder. But you got to join us to find out. This Saturday at 7:30 p.m., come in and BYOB, even if it's a gummy. Yeah. Not too many gummies, though. Or a THC soda. You see, Rob has a soul. That's right.
Yes, I do.
This only happens 4 times a year, so we want to see your face in the place. Let good times roll. Head to the TMOS Cocktail Party this Saturday, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 on the West Coast. Anywhere else, do your own math. F of the mountain. But make sure that you are there, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a second.
I so love the phrase F of the mountain. I wish we could say it without being bleeped. I do like it. Yeah.
From the mountain.
And I love that shirt.
What are you doing, buddy?
Showing my teeth.
No. And you know, see, look, Josh, he does have dark hair up there.
He does. He does. You gotta I'll fix that AI puppet immediately.
Yeah, called Mr. AI, Johnny AI.
Yes, the puppet master.
Oh well, that makes that gives it sort of an evil thing. What?
God damn it! Why is it Thursday?
It's always been Thursday.
Why is Thursday always the day that things?
Because Mike, because that's the show that the that's Thursday was the day that the Cosby Show was on.
Oh, and it might have something to do with your dinner yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, you mean my liquid dinner? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, you might be spot on.
Maybe the queso as well, but
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was sort of a bold. A bold lean over to do after a night of queso.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking because I have obsessive compulsive disorder myself.
Yes.
And that's all I was looking for.
That's just it?
To get that. That's it.
Terrible. Worth it. 100% worth it.
Apologies. CNN is they talked to a bunch of experts who think more adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals. Now, I didn't want to go into detail about this.
All right.
But when I have just a touch more than I really should have at the Mia,
yes.
I sleep like crap. It's a new thing and it's not good. And I don't know if
used to get that, Mike. You wake up when you sober up. When the alcohol is gone.
It's not that kind because I mean I'm just saying fitful. I'm talking about the mind wandering and waking up in a state of paranoia and just feeling horrible and having dreams that I'm working at a radio station and I am in trouble and I am asked to go out to breakfast with a sales manager and the sales manager is Ted Cruz and he takes me out to a resort and we walk into a pool and my phone gets waterlogged. I'm talking insane dreams.
A great dream. I don't have radio station nightmares. I haven't had one in a long time, and now you'll probably bring
them
back.
But many dreams about Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Always dream about Ted Cruz.
It was terrible. We tend to think that stuffed animals are just for kids, but they say grown-ups can benefit from having a stuffed animal in bed with them. Hugging something soft is just comforting. It can help you tend to lie in bed, if you tend to lie in bed feeling stressed, and it can help you sleep, especially if you start associating it with sleep.
Aha!
One expert.
Science.
Yes, or maybe just get out there and date.
And hold a person.
Yes.
A soft person.
Maybe a dog. You can get an animal.
You know, as in the marital bed, although there is, we don't have Ricky and Lucy beds, when it's really sleep time, this is O'Mara and I go to our separate corners. She's on one side of the bed and I'm on the other side of the bed. And in between us is a full-grown Boston Terrier going.
But that's not a stuffed animal. That's a real thing. See, for me, Mike, I went to the shopping mall. I went to Landmark Mall and they have a store there. It's called Build Your Own Anatomically Correct Bear. And that's what I use.
Uses a big bear with a really long schlong.
No, not that way. That's the other kind.
Okay. One expert says it's a lot better than relying on sleeping pills or a glass of wine before bed. That's it.
No, it's not true.
I'll stick with the gummies.
Yeah.
But it's the infantilization of America continuing, and that's what we do.
What if you bought that really big bear at Costco? It's so big.
We talk a lot about merchandise on this show. We talk a lot about shopping. We really do. This was announced on April Fool's Day, but it is not a prank. No. Dolly Parton is hawking her own jeans. And here's the name. They're called Jolene's. obviously, a play on the wonderful hit that I like so bad. The pants are available for a limited time.
The slacks.
You can get them. The trousers are available online and in select Nordstrom stores. Oh, high end.
Yeah, especially, you used to go there to go to the bathroom. Now you can grab some Jolene's.
No, I used to go to Lord & Taylor's.
Oh, I stand corrected.
In Fair Oaks Mall.
Yes. I don't even think it's still there anymore.
It's a mall. So I would go to the second floor, past the business offices, and into the empty poop room. And one time there was somebody in there, and I completely lost my ass. I didn't know what to do.
Was it a celebrity?
No.
I don't think that's the right phrase.
Lost my ass. Where I would go in to do that.
The Dolly Parton jeans, are they...
Martin?
Dolly Parton jeans, are they straight leg or are they flared?
You can get them online at Nordstrom's too, and they aren't cheap. The collection runs between $64 and $229.
Well, 64 is cheap for jeans.
So. It comes in sizes ranging from extra small to 5X. So that's some serious jeans. Dolly says,
they make my butt look good.
No, I'm sorry. They make.
That's what she said.
They make any.
She said that at Carl's
funeral. I finish the story for the love of Christ? They make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt. They look great. If you got just an okay butt, they still look great. That's Dolly talking about her gentleman. That's
I guess she's forgotten all about Carl.
The late Carl, her husband.
Her husband, she's on to her next project.
Very sad. Another sad thing, Val Kilmer's portrayal of Doc Holliday in the 93 Western Tombstone. Everybody knows that's legendary. In an interview just last year, Kurt Russell, who played Wyatt Earp, said he was great to work with. I love that.
I do, too.
I love to hear that when celebrities talk nicely about it, and they usually do. He's also revealed that they exchanged gifts after the film wrapped that are kind of dark in retrospect, but pretty cool. Kurt gave Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona.
I didn't know
you could buy those.
That's cool.
That's famously the resting place for several famous Old West figures. Val gave Kurt a plot of land overlooking Boot Hill, which is what they gave to each other. So they both had a little land there. Kurt said, quote, Doc Holliday was all about death, but Wyatt's all about life. I guess that pretty much says it all. Yeah, because Wyatt's ready to get out there and experience it with the Dana Delaney character. On a related and sadder note, TMZ says Val was very frail, confined to his bed during the last few years of his life. And, very sad and, just ravaged, really, for a very, very long time. And one of our great young actors, really.
There was a sensational documentary that they did on him a couple years ago, I think on Netflix. I don't know if it's still out there, but it is a heartbreaking documentary, but a wonderful one about Val Kilmer. So it's worth searching.
As far as the show that we continuously talk about, there's more news on it today. Season 3 of White Lotus. I don't think anybody on this show has given it a real rave by any stretch of the imagination. I think we've all kind of had our ups and downs. It seems to be just plotting and doesn't really move. Is this week the last episode?
Is this the last episode?
So it'll have to come to some sort of conclusion. Let's see. Mike White is the creator of The White Lotus, season 3. And he says that the entire plot of season 3 came to him in a dream, or more accurately, a hallucination.
Wow.
Mike was scouting locations in Thailand when he ended up in the hospital with bronchitis. He says he, quote, they put me on a nebulizer. It was like I'd smoked crack. Not that I've smoked crack. For 2 days, I did not sleep. I was just lying in a hospital bed trying to think about what the show was, and it came to me. Producer David Bernad says that I saw Mike the next morning, and he told me what I'd hallucinated. That's basically what we shot. So I guess he had a very long, boring hallucination that he had.
Yeah.
So Ted Cruz next week.
Ted Cruz featured in The White. And do you have cautious optimism that The White Lotus will be something that we can look forward to?
I just hope we leave satisfied. I don't want to be wowed. I just want to know that my 8 hours that I've put in has been worthwhile.
We have closure on the Walton Goggins character. We really don't have closure on the guy that murdered his wife. We don't have any closure on the father that's the Wall Street crook that's been discovered. And we don't have closure on the security guard. I think those are all the
plot. And also, we don't even have whatever the opposite of closure is, openage on the three ladies. They don't.
Yeah, we don't
there's
know the
nothing
point.
There. There's nothing. Yeah.
The three ladies, but they're doing a lot of banging. You know,
In
the last episode, and thumbs up to the blonde lady who I think they wanted to make her the third tier of those three ladies, but I don't think that was necessarily a good move. I think she's rather attractive.
I think Gay Talk should get some of that.
Gay Talk is the security guard, and Gay Talk has the beautiful woman who now is no longer interested because he won't fight.
Yeah,
he's not fighting
he's got
for
no
what
courage.
He wants. Yeah. So stay tuned. If you're not watching the White Lotus,
My sincere apologies for that. Finally, fewer children are swallowing and choking on coins. Yes. This is a positive.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yes.
The study looked at hospital data from 2000 to 2022, and they found that since 2012, there's been a significant decline in kids requiring procedures to remove objects from throats, noses, and airways.
Trosy.
Analysts
noted... You didn't think Kennedy would do anything.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Way to go, RFK Jr. Analysts noted that 2012 is when contactless payments really started to gain traction. We're not using change that much. I don't use it.
I still play with it.
Would you like to explain yourself on that?
I like coins.
You suck on it?
No, I don't suck on it, but I like the feel of coins. I like coins.
I will digress with you here because I think it's relevant, and I love to test your memory of really obscure knowledge.
All right.
I stood on a stage. I'm not sure what my involvement even was, but there was an icon, an American icon, who was getting ready to go out on stage and address the crowd. And he played with change in his pocket. For $1 million, Rob Spiewak, what he did was jiggle the change in his pocket before he went on to speak. I think it was a nervous habit. Can you name late icon, the iconic person?
Did it have to do with an introduction at a golf match?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was going to guess George Herbert Walker Bush.
No, but you're not in the sports mode, so you were in a closer mode, but not a political, not a political figure.
And someone you introduced, not a political figure.
I don't even know if... I'm pretty sure. I don't think I introduced him. I think I was there doing some other MC function, and then someone else introduces this man. And the reason I know he was jiggling the change is because I walked off stage, and there he was.
Mm-hmm.
And standing right next to me, he was jingling the change.
Phil Collins.
No. All right, I'll give you a hint.
I need a hint.
America's grandfather.
Jimmy Stewart?
No.
Tom Hanks?
No.
America's grandfather. Anything,
Andy
Josh?
Griffith.
No. Was well known because there were only two other competitors at the time.
To be America's grandfather.
Yeah. America's uncle, America's grandfather. Everyone watched this man every night.
Oh, it had to be a newscaster then.
Yes.
And it was Tom Brokaw?
No.
It was Lester Holt?
Walter Cronkite.
Really?
Walter Cronkite. It was on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Wow. Do you think he was jingling his change or just playing a little pocket pool?
It was like a thing. He was like doing that, and it was like a nervous tic,
believe. That's funny. And I wouldn't think he'd be nervous about anything.
He was, and it's all kind of like creeping back to me, he was on the eastern shore because he sailed his boat to St. Michael's Harbor on the eastern shore of Maryland.
I remember that because he had another paid appearance for that trip at Big Pecker's Inn on the boardwalk.
Thank you. All right. Moving right along about the swallowing. Analysts noted that the contactless payments were the real reason for this. The swallowing incidents in the data weren't just coins, but coins were extremely common. One stat says that more than 75% of the foreign bodies swallowed by kids under six were coins because of their thin, round shape and easy accessibility. Rob Spiewak, when is the last time you swallowed a coin?
It was January 6th. I swallowed a nickel, and Mike, so far I've only gotten 4 pennies out.
That's absolutely true. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will discuss bidet news.
Oh, good.
I am a fan. Not necessarily the news, but I am a fan of bidets, and we'll talk about that when we return on the Mike O'Meara Show. You can't have enough. Here's the problem with body care stuff. If it all smells for you, it smells boring for most of us.
Yeah.
Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Kramo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Kramo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Kramo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot. That's the one I use. Mm-hmm. It's bright, it's fresh, it's robust. It's a little citrusy. That's the way I smell it.
It smells so good.
And Palo Santo is deep, smoky, refined, woodsy is what I would call it. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Kramo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I love this stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. Turn some heads with your manly aroma. Head to Target or Target.com to find Kramo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants. They also have body wash, cologne, all sorts of good stuff. The Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents are there for you. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. All right, speaking of hygiene and mm-hmm. things that take care of you.
That smell good.
Bidets.
Yes.
As many of you might not know, new listeners to the program, that I use a device in my bathroom that is called the ClearRear,
yes.
which is essentially a bidet that attaches to your own toilet. You can eat. It's it's just wonderful. And
now, when I get on CNN in the morning, do you peruse CNN when you get up in the morning?
Never touch it. No.
I always look at the headlines and then I scroll down a couple clips.
Can I tell you something? And we have to sort of stop. It's some sort of cable connection that you're dropping out every time you move your arms. I don't know what is causing that. But
okay.
Josh, can you help him out a little bit here?
Yeah.
Because we do have a problem.
We're gonna have
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, there's something going on that's really crackling your voice right now.
Okay. I will. I can change my mic.
Can you shake
cable.
A cable or something like that and see?
It's not
anything?
That.
It's not that. Anything like that? Anything like this? Is it like this?
Don't know what's causing it. Okay, maybe we can continue.
We'll fix it. I always scroll down about halfway.
Here it is again. It's when you wave that arm. I don't know what caused it. I have no idea what's causing it.
Maybe Comcast is having some issues today.
I could be. We're having a little problem. But go ahead. I will not interrupt you again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So when I scroll down, there's always the stuff that's sort of iffy as to whether it's news. Like there are usually some sponsored ads and stuff like that. And when I saw that CNN, the cable news network, was reviewing bidets and actually put a reporter on it, I thought, this is something I need to read. And so the top edits, and this is the headline. It says, the best bidets of 2025 tested by our editors. Now, I don't know what it's like to be an editor at CNN.com, but when you get handed that box, that suspiciously toilet seat-shaped box, and you
now,
have to go home
and
test it.
Now, are these real bidets, or are these the things like I have that attach? Because a real bidet is... like is porcelain, is a total toilet you put in your bathroom. A real bidet is not an attachment. A ClearRear type device is an attachment, but the bidet is something you see. You know, it's like when you go into a fancy hotel and
these
you see one next to the toilet.
These appear to be attachments because I'm looking at them right now.
Do you know the name of the product?
Yes, Mike, the Tushy Classic 3.0.
Oh, these are probably the
that's the one I have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's lying. No. He is totally lying.
And how much would you pay for a Tushy Classic 3.0, Mike?
There is a Tushy in my home. It's in the kids' bathroom.
Really?
Wow.
I haven't tried it.
Did you buy it?
You need to review.
Bear with me here.
Yes.
Because it's going to get maybe a little graphic, but I have to share this with you, okay? We can laugh all we want as Americans. In Europe, they have used these devices for years and years and years. If you were to go into, say, a automobile shop and work all day, and you got grease and grime and dirt on your face, if you came home after that day of working in the garage and you were going to wash your face, would you take a roll of dry paper and smear it across your face to do that? No, you would not. What do we do with the filthiest part of our body? We dry rub white toilet paper. It's a paper product with no water. I know you can be grossed out, but what you're
doing,
your heads in the sand if you don't think that my way is the best way, because we're talking total hygiene as opposed to dry paper that really never gets that job totally done. It doesn't. That's just a fact, Jack.
You are more worked up about this than the car carriers. You are very excited. And this is a topic you love.
And it's the first time I've heard it, the term dry rub.
And I'm not talking about going on a brisket. I'm talking about this.
That's why they have toilet paper at Red Hot and Blue in case you want the dry rub.
But think of the logic. Now,
it makes sense.
If you were to put that in a, thank you for the super chats, Chris and Trip. We appreciate that.
There's four in there.
We have four. Okay.
Rolando, Quinn, Trip, and Chris jumped in this morning.
Do they have questions that they're just
happy 33rd anniversary.
Thank you.
Go ahead and read them, Josh. They all should get
all right. Rolando, happy 33rd anniversary.
Thanks,
Quinn,
guys.
No comment. Right. Trip, other listeners making me look bad. And Chris, I'd like to add to the Temu fund.
Very nice. Thank Excellent. You. We appreciate all of you. This is just a statement of clear fact, and it really
do you
is
think
the
we're
proper
getting...
way to keep yourself clean.
Do you think we're getting closer to accepting this, or have certain changes in our climate nationally changed it so that we won't get closer?
I don't think we have come anywhere
do you think
near.
There's
we
a
have...
Do you think there's a bidet in the White House?
Golden.
That's a made of gold. Josh immediately with his guy. He knows. Golden.
So, Josh, did you
this
buy
is the dumbest show in America?
Did
right
you
here,
buy the really. Tushy, or did it convey with the house?
No, I purchased and installed it.
Okay, how much?
So,
did you
can
pay?
You
Do
give
you
us the review since I'm really interested?
Well, I have
in?
Not. I have not used it.
Okay,
my son has used it his entire life.
Give me the reviews, so, Rob. I want to know.
Mike, the Tushy Classic 3.0 gets nominated as the best bidet attachment. If you're a bidet beginner,
Tushy Classic 3.0.
Yes, it's $125 at Walmart, $120 at Amazon, and $119 if you buy it from their website, Hello Tushy. But
right,
if you're
I
a bidet beginner,
I have.
A bidet beginner.
If you don't want to spend too much money, the Tushy Classic mounts under your existing toilet seat and gives you a comfortable stream with just enough adjustability.
Are there any others on the list besides
yes, Mike,
the Tushy? Yes,
the
go
best
ahead.
Bidet seat goes to the Toto Washlet C2. Now, the Toto Washlet C2 uses a tank, so it doesn't provide an endless stream of warm water, but its stream and its dryer were the best that was tested.
Dryer.
Now, the best right. value.
They
Mike,
give a price on it?
$332 at Amazon.
That's out of my range.
The best value
bidet. I don't
like my
ass that much. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, the value.
Is the Tushy Cloud. With endless warm water and an incredible comfortable wash, this elongated-only bidet is a fantastic option and was almost our best overall pick. However, $359.
Gosh. That's
well, for an extra $40, you can get a remote control for it.
That's cool. Now, Mike, what I was most thrilled with, I mean,
it's
I love...
It's unfortunately true.
You don't need it. The dial's right there. Come on. Come on now.
Well, if
it
you might want to be warm like the seat up before you get there.
That's true.
Also, Mike, it might be a wand situation where once you sit, you can't.
Yeah, exactly. if you're a person of larger carriage.
Yes, spillage. Now, on CNN, I love the hard-hitting news. I love the hard-hitting fact that they were covering bidets. I said, that's all I need to bring to Mike. He'll be fascinated.
Yes.
Until they linked to the TikTok of the test. And how do you think you test a bidet?
Sit on it and blow water into your
yeah,
butt.
But you can't do that on the internet because okay. it's CNN. So right. what they took was Saran wrap, and they spread Nutella on it.
No.
And put it upside down on the toilet. And you're yeah. saying right now, God, I'd love to see that, right?
I really would love to see
Josh,
that.
Would you?
No.
Okay, well, you're outvoted because I love it. This is the quality test for bidets.
If you leave tons of bacteria behind, we're testing bidets to see if they actually clean better with Nutella and Saran Wrap. Toto was first, and it cleaned quickly and removed everything. Brondell was second, and it was slower and only covered a small area. Omega was next, and it was similar to the Brondell. Last up is Tushy, which had an adjustable nozzle and stream and cleaned the best, so it's definitely the one to go with.
Wow. Oh, those are really nice.
Well, they're
Those
different.
Are really
they're a
nice.
Step up hey, from the clear rear. Well,
guess who'll be checking out looking. Temu today for a bidet?
Oh no!
I was looking at that $400 one. Has a remote, has a carbon filter, where it pulls air through your toilet in and out while you're in there.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
As well as the movable wand that you Fantastic. Can control off the remote.
Does the carbon filter purify the water? Because you don't want suspect water on your ass.
Oh, you're not going to drink it anyway. Go ahead, Rob. Who cares? It doesn't
I might.
Matter.
You never know, can no tell. But this segment brought to you by Nutella.
That's kind of nasty. Rob will fix his cable or whatever, and we will take a break, and we will come back, and I will have a very important brief question for both gentlemen. It applies for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Why, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you why, because it's the dumbest show in America right here, and we are goddamn proud of it also, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on to our next fine sponsor, Naked Wines.
Mm.
How would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party? You don't have to work hard to do it. Don't make up a story about being a stunt double for both Gene Hackman and Val Kilmer. Oh, that's too soon.
Too soon?
That is a lie.
That is a lie.
Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience, so turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Let's go! You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99, shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles, $39.99. Good luck with finding some new clients. Fall guy. Anyway, that's the thing. Thank you. All right. Really, really quick.
Yeah.
In both of your estimations, what is the driest part of your body? The driest part. What is the driest part? The
this
part
is gross.
Of your body that, what's that?
It's gross. The elbows.
Your elbows are dry?
Yeah,
mine, no. No.
Do you cream your elbows?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not at all. No. I occasionally will put sunscreen on the, you know, on the
It's actually a tie, Mike. My elbows or underneath my eyelids.
What about you, Mr. Soroka? What's the driest part of your body?
I've never thought about this.
I know. That's why I asked.
So I'm trying to now. Maybe my feet.
Do you have crack dry feet?
It's a good answer.
I normally have calluses and all on my feet, yes.
So do you ever take a pedicure?
I do. That actually has been a little bit of life-changing for my feet.
Yeah, because they slough off all the dead skin.
Yeah, because I spend most of my time barefoot.
That's what you do?
I do.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's another reason we're identical.
What, in the home?
In the home, if I have to take the trash out, run outside.
At the spa?
Yeah.
Rob, you too?
Oh,
barefoot
you know,
most
I,
of the time?
I hate wearing shoes.
Okay, I didn't know that. I probably kick them off when I'm watching the tube at night, but otherwise I'm right now, for example, wearing my lovely UFOs.
I'm barefoot right now, even as we
Me
speak.
Too. I think I put shoes on basically if I have to drive somewhere.
Yeah,
and that
or
means
walk
it's
the
a place
dog.
To put shoes on.
Mm-hmm. The reason I brought it up is you would be surprised, and I'm not going to do a guessing game here, that the driest part of my body is my right thumb.
Why?
Right there. It is dry to the point of cracking. It is due to my golf habit, and it is also due to the fact that I have been unsuccessful in moisturizing and doing this. And I bring that up because we have wonderful listeners that always help me with this type of thing. But if you could see
exclusively your right thumb, because even when you're golfing, aren't you using your left thumb almost the same?
Left thumb, no problem at all. Little rough, but not anything like this chapped, dry, cracked skin that I have on my right thumb.
What do you use to moisturize, or what have you tried to use?
I have tried a hack. And this is my own hack. Didn't read about this anywhere. I've been using chapstick on my thumb to moisturize.
You love chapstick.
Because the medicinal qualities of chapstick, it's the best stuff you put on.
I think, Mike, I'm going to give you a hack that is going to be a piece of cake that you're going to love. It'll cure it in 2 days. You need to buy a set of, like, Playtex rubber gloves at the grocery store, okay? And then snip off the thumb. So you just have like a thumb cover, then put Aquaphor, which I think is actually behind the counter, at your pharmacy, but it's great. Slather Aquaphor on it, and then before you go to bed, and then put that little coverlet on it so it doesn't rub off and it has to sink in. And when you wake up in the morning, you've got like an 8-hour treatment of deep moisture to your thumb. And just there. I think a chapstick is going to be hard to apply and ask for it to stay in place.
Hold on a sec. The esthetician has contacted me via text here. And
yes.
She says, just do what I told you. She's the skincare person.
Well, yeah, but what she told you was to jump in a box and die, wasn't it?
No, right. She probably knows more than us. But I would go with the old pitcher hack.
What's that?
You pee on your hands to toughen up your hands and cure blisters.
No, not now.
Okay. All right.
You got to grab a can first.
Carly got back to me. She said, take your thumb and shove it right up your ass.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know what? You can expect that kind of service if you go visit her.
I appreciate that.
Oh, and she has an ad coming up, so work that into the copy.
Very, very, very kind of her. I appreciate that. We will come back with some beautiful video just for you, ladies and gentlemen, because we care and we love you. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. And don't forget, I want to mention again, cocktail party coming up this Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern time. Let me ask you something. Are you struggling to shed those last 5 to 10 pounds? Microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide, pronounced it the right way finally, might just be the game changer you've been looking for. And the best part, no BMI requirement. That's your body mass index. You should have a specific requirement to get it. You don't need that to microdose. Whether you're just looking to fine-tune your weight loss or break through a plateau, Carla O'Mara has you covered. She at DermGlowSkin.com. It's a simple process. Take the quick online quiz, get doctor approval, and then have your treatment shipped straight to your door. No long appointments, no waiting rooms, just results. And by the way, she's there to help you. I listen to her every single night talking to her clients that contact her online, and she gets back to them. Payment plans are available, so reaching your goals has never been more accessible. Why wait? Get started today at DermGlowSkin.com and take the first step toward the body you want. Carla's inbox, always open. Email her today. Be the best you that you can be. I'm Mike, and I now have the ability to levitate.
What? Look at that.
Try it again. Hold on.
Where's the thumb?
I got to get this stuff.
Wouldn't you like to know? Yes, it only works briefly. I'm excited. Let me see. His jokes are too long. Let me say, I can always reach the top shelf now. Thank you. Go in peace.
His
to
jokes.
Love and serve our clients. Yes, him.
Yeah,
he's got video now. Play his music for his thing.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
King George, Mike.
George Music Powered Michael.
I don't like food TikToks when the people look like they don't eat the food. If you want to do a food TikTok, look like you're a heavier guy and not like a male model. I don't appreciate it.
Try not
it.
To gyrate as much. That might help the problem because it's snap, crackle, pop. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right. I think I know what it must be from what you're saying.
Well, that's good. If you know, maybe you can stop doing it.
Mike, this guy is too good looking to make fettuccine Alfredo in a wheel of cheese.
Two, I bought a cheese wheel and I have to prove to my wife that it was worth it. Recently, I was at one of those Italian restaurants that cooked pasta in one of these things,
and I thought
it was cool, so I impulsively bought one from Italy. So after cutting out $40 worth of Parmesan, I'm going to start on making the dough for our fettuccine noodles. And don't you worry, I'm saving all those scraps for later in the recipe because I care about the environment. So anyways, once my dough is done resting, I'm going to start rolling it out to get the most time-consuming part out of the way. Now it's time for a Parmesan wheel fun fact. Apparently, the wheel-making tradition of cheese dates back to...
It's such a great voice.
Do you see that, you know, the Parmesan that he hollowed out of the middle of that huge $500 wheel of cheese?
Yeah.
That he uses as the bowl.
Well, that's done in restaurants.
I hate it.
It's done. We got a restaurant just down the road here. I think it's called Divieto, and their big thing that people like is to serve the fettuccine, and they don't do it for just one person. Everybody doesn't get one wheel of cheese.
Okay.
They continuously make the pasta in the cheese, and it melts it, and then they serve it in a bowl, and that's their big gimmick. That's their hook. And to me, I like cheese as much as the next guy. I don't like cheese that much. That's why I almost vomited when they served me queso on top of the enchiladas.
Mike, we have a place in Lovettsville that serves fettuccine in a wheel, but it's made by Goodyear. It's a different place.
Rubber tire. That's what they serve it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, we haven't talked about hollering in a while.
Like the contests of hollering?
Yeah, and remember, hollering was established for people in the more rural parts of our country to communicate over vast distances. It's been replaced by the telephone and also the cellular telephone.
Right.
But occasionally you will find an old piece of a young person hollering, such as the case here. I think we should bring it back.
I've got this song that I holler to, and it is entitled Somebody Loves Me. And it goes like this.
She's concentrating so hard.
Do you remember? Okay, that's enough.
This song that I...
Okay. The hee-haw program that you were very familiar with back in the day in the elder years of television, hee-haw had a segment called Ethan and Hollerin'.
Yeah, with Wank and Biddle. They had one hit record, believe it or not, but it's horrible. But anyway, let's not let that die.
Okay.
And let's keep the older establishments and the older traditions alive, like this wonderful buffet in Pennsylvania.
You want the real taste of Lancaster, the biggest buffet.
Hundreds of
delicious items, but different each day.
You know,
it's all you can eat and such a small price to pay. You'll be absolutely floored by the shady maple smorgasbord.
And it really looks like buffet food, doesn't it?
It also looks like a commercial from 1973. That was not a recent commercial,
that was new.
Right?
That's
that was
new?
Yeah. They are celebrating their 40th anniversary.
That's probably closest to you if it's Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Josh. You could go up there when you go see the Orioles. Check out the smorgasbord.
I'm very familiar with it.
Oh, you've been?
I have not been.
Okay.
But I'm familiar with it.
Do you like corn? Because if you like corn, that's a place to go.
Corn floating in water. Yummy. Is Bucky's the truck
Bucky's
stop?
Bucky's the gas station.
Yeah.
And what did I see? Bucky's does something super clean. And I forgot.
They're bathrooms.
But there's something else. I can't remember it. They had a news story about what they do.
They're cinnamon baked almonds?
No.
The brisket?
I'll figure it. I'll try to bring it into the next show. I have not remembered. It escapes me right now. But they're clean. By the way, clean bathrooms, a big deal. I salute that outfit.
Yeah.
And can't wait till they get down here to Fort Myers.
But you know what? Bucky's is not great enough to make that worthy of the stop. Their gas is expensive. They definitely get you. They're using the touristy thing.
Maybe they have an electric charging station.
They do.
Really?
I know that the Bucky's in Florida is going to have a bidet. So
hope so. Mock my bidet all you want. I might be on Temu to see him find a cheap bidet. Although mine's what's that? 8 years ago I bought that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Never changed it.
Mike,
working
as they
great.
Say, a lot of water under the bridge.
Never changed it. Never cleaned it.
You shouldn't have to. It's a squirt out, not a suck in. Mike, Cocoa Beach.
Oh, beautiful place. Hey, they got a lot of mullets up in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, not too far from me.
Oh, good, Josh. You'll appreciate this.
I think that's about 2 hours south.
Yeah, 2 hours driving time, a lifetime.
Where I got my first tattoo.
There, and that Cocoa Beach, Florida, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, is a tattoo kind of place.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
People Absolutely. Don't know that Josh's first tattoo says property of Cocoa Beach.
There you go, Coco.
But Mike, don't just focus on the tattoos of Cocoa Beach. Focus on their education system, and you should be proud to live in Florida where education is so great. This story features not just a principal, but also a teacher.
Developing tonight, an elementary school principal and a teacher behind bars right now, accused of endangering teenagers' lives during an out-of-control house party.
Our Nick Papatonis is live outside the Brevard County Jail in Cocoa, where, Nick, the principal's family just paid her bond.
this guy.
Yeah, we expect both the principal and the teacher to be released sometime tomorrow, but there's really no way to know exactly when that's going to happen. The principal in question is Elizabeth Hill Brodigan, or Ms. Brodigan, as she was called by her Roosevelt Elementary School community.
Roosevelt.
Officers say last weekend she had more than 100 juveniles at her house where they had open access to alcohol in coolers. Officers say one of the kids drank so much they had a medical episode on the front lawn.
He passed out. Big deal. But
so wait. Is this someone who just had a cooler that they broke into or snuck into? Is that what happened?
According to other news stories, and I went to, this was the best coverage overall. I think it might have been, what is the station that has your weatherman that you like?
Channel 2.
Yeah. I think Channel 2 was the one that says she was spotted earlier in the party telling the kids how to set up.
Oh, my God. And that reporter's name was Papatonis. And if you Italianize that, it's a great pizza joint, Papatoni's.
That's good. Yeah.
That guy.
Maybe Mr. President could go to Papatoni's.
This is delicious. Hello. Thank you, Mr. Papatonis.
Did you have a cool teacher that was like a little too close with students when you were growing up?
Hold on. The story's a little different than it's being led. It's not the elementary. I thought it was the elementary school students at her house.
It was an elementary high school kids.
Teacher, but it was a high school party.
Kids, though, yeah.
Oh, it was a high. It's still underage. It's still illegal.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to do that.
And the teacher that helped out is
the cool mom or something.
You know, that to me, I thought that had been put to bed. That the cool parent trying to let them have alcohol. Yeah. That, you know where that ends? I think if you've got an 18-year-old and they're able to go fight for the country or vote in an election, and it's at your house and it's your kid. You can do what you want. You want to give them.
Yeah,
and that's the
I
way
agree.
It's been done in my family. You want a glass of wine with dinner, you can go ahead and do that. But as soon as you like open it up to a roaring party where people are getting slopped.
You shouldn't have to set it up. Is the
No. Wrong.
Mike got his first drink when he was teething because it hurt. They'd rub the Jamesons on his gums.
No, it was Birkenberry blended whiskey.
Cheap skates.
You know, now and it's the first time I became aware of the concept of sleeping like a baby. Yeah, 8 o'clock at night till about noon the next day.
You didn't need a monitor for little Michael.
Boy, then I was so hungry after that. And then and she fed me coins.
And corn.
Coins and corn.
Mike,
an Irish dish.
Let's close with this. Gail King is going into outer space.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad you have this. This is, I relate to this so totally because she is going into space. And Shatner is still at 90 plus.
Sweet. He's still so great.
He's still funny.
Yeah.
That's what's
great
about
Shatner.
Oh,
he can't help it. And the thing is by looking at this whole segment, we won't play the whole one, I get the impression that a lot like in the show, the morning show, they're making Gail King go into outer space.
Well, all I know
I don't think she wants to go.
Probably of all the people that have done one of these space trips, Shatner's the most famous. And he's talking to her about it. And I love how he scares the crap out of her.
This is so good because she's honestly looking for comfort.
Exactly.
I thought I'd talk to you about going up into space and how chancy and how wonderful and how exciting it is.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Take control of your emotions.
Well, William Shatner, that's one of the reasons. When you came back, you were so euphoric and it was so blissful.
Yes.
I watched you and I thought, what must it be like to feel like that?
You're going to feel it, Gail. And I don't want you to wear that dress because it's the color of blood. Okay? We don't want any blood, Gail.
No, we don't. We don't want any blood. You're right about that.
Listen,
we don't want any blood.
You're on an adventure. Gail, you're on an adventure.
Yes,
you
got to
embrace it. You got to use mantras like, you know, while you're lying there waiting to take off, that's the most exciting moment of all because the G-forces that are going to be on you, you're going to feel like I'm going to die, but you're not going to die, Gail.
That's nice. You're not going to die.
You're not going to die. I love Shatner.
He is just delightful.
Isn't it great he's still doing it?
Yes.
I love the man. I love Shatner.
And remember, Mike, I can never think of this, is when we finally got him on the show and he said, you'll have to excuse me. I'm eating a sandwich.
I'm eating a sandwich. Bill Shatner, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got a great bonus show for you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And please, please, please tell the neighbors, tell your friends, tell everybody we have a wonderful TMOS cocktail party, 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday night.
Saturday.
We will all be there, and we'd like you to join us as well. We'll be covering all sorts of topics like the Jimmy's appearance we're doing coming up in May and our fantastic cruise. Maybe I can talk Josh into bringing some video of the cruise in on our cocktail party. And nothing better than looking at bars while you're drinking.
Bars!
Have a great weekend. Be safe, everybody. And we got a bonus show tomorrow. We'll be back. And have a great weekend. For Josh Taroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.